earthquake. One of the most frightening and destructive phenomena of nature. It strikes without a warning, leaving devastation in its wake, especially when accompanied by after effects such as tsunamis. In recent times, we've seen the magnitude of its destructive power in Japan in 2011 and in Haiti in 2010. To bring it even closer home, many of us have heard or read about the earthquake that hit Jamaica in 1692, sinking nearly two-thirds of Port Royal. We're in Earthquake Awareness Month, and today we'll be looking at earthquake awareness and preparedness, as well as sharing some of the activities to be hosted across the island by the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, OdPEM. But first, we'll share some earthquake facts from OdPEM.
Did you know that Jamaica gets over 200 earthquakes annually?
Did you know that the island is said to be overdue a major earthquake?
Did you know that Jamaica has recorded at least two tsunamis from past earthquakes?
Did you know that yellow fever killed over 3,000 persons after the Port Royal earthquake?
And most importantly, did you know that despite its unpredictable nature, you can prepare for an earthquake?
How can we protect ourselves, our families, and properties in the event of an earthquake? Earthquakes are unpredictable. How then can we prepare for one?
You have to forearm yourself with quite a bit of information, what you need to be doing before, during, and after an earthquake, so that if and when it comes, you're better prepared. Additionally, you'd want to also be looking around in the general areas that you occupy to identify structural and non-structural hazards, which may pose a challenge to you if the earth begins to shake.
Director of Information and Training at OdPEM, Cheryl Nichols. What you can do around your home is to place large and heavy objects on bottom shelves. For glass bottles, chinaware, and similar items, place them in low cabinets that are secured with latches. And as much as possible, try securing objects, both large and small, that can collapse and cause injury to persons. Now we're going to be looking at preparations before, during, and after an earthquake.
A critical earthquake survival strategy is being able to take cover when the shaking happens. So what could one possibly do before an earthquake? You'd want to practice your earthquake drill. In your drill, you're actually simulating that a quake is taking place, and therefore you'll have to take cover. We recommend that cover be taken under a sturdy desk or table, or if you have reinforced beam, you can take cover in your door jamb.
If you experience an earthquake, resist the urge to panic and run around. If you're on the inside, go under a table or stand within a doorframe and hold on for support. And if you're on the outside, move safely to an area where things are less likely to fall on you and try to get covered.
When the earthquake is over, one, you want to be evacuating in an open area away from hazards, the things that could likely fall. We talk about buildings, utility poles, or trees, and ensure that you remain there until it's deemed safe to re-enter the building. One would also want to be mindful that there could be aftershocks, and depending on the magnitude of the earthquake, there may be a tsunami threat. Once you know of a tsunami, head for higher ground.
Director of Information and Training at OdPEM, Cheryl Nichols. Remember, earthquakes have no season, so always be prepared. And when each citizen is aware and prepared for an earthquake, it strengthens the nation's readiness. To get more information on earthquake awareness and preparedness, visit OdPEM's Southern Region Expo Friday, January 23 at the Santa Cruz Transport Center in St. Elizabeth, or the Western Region Expo on February 6 in Montego Bay, St. James. Also, listen out for OdPEM's Earthquake Awareness Day outside broadcast coming up on January 28. And you can always call OdPEM at 906-96745 or visit the website odpem.org.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.